comedy will be king again. At least that's what the big broadcast TV networks are hoping. They unveil their retooled fall schedules this week, hoping to woo advertisers. And TV and media critic Eric Deggans joins us for a quick tour of what's new. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So a lot of comedies headed our way, Eric. Why is that?
Well, I think we've seen the success of ABC's Modern Family really inspire a lot of people to take a look at developing comedies for their schedule. A Modern Family is really successful on Wednesdays, and it's become kind of a tentpole for ABC where they could develop shows around it and draw viewers to sample those shows and then move those shows onto other nights. And so you look at NBC, for example. They have a show called Guys with Kids that's about three different fathers who have children who hang out together. And then they have another show called The New Normal that's about a gay couple trying to find a surrogate who will have a child for them. That's actually a storyline that's ongoing right now on Modern Family. So it's almost like they took the Modern Family formula, which is based on three separate families and also includes a gay couple who's trying to have a kid. They kind of split that into two different shows that are new shows on their network.
And another comedy show headed to the screens this fall is The Mindy Project. Let's hear a clip from that.
There's no one like Mindy.
Maybe I won't get married, you know? Maybe you'll do one of those eat, pray, love things. Ugh, no, I don't want to pray. Forget it.
Eric, tell us about Mindy.
Well, Mindy Kaling is the star of The Mindy Project, and she used to be on The Office. And she's sort of the best example of another trend that we've seen, which is the rise of the funny female. The New Girl, one of Fox's more successful comedies.
This is the show with Zooey Deschanel.
This is the show with Zooey Deschanel. And now they've built another show around Mindy Kaling that also sort of has, it features a quirky, funny female bouncing off of several men in her life. And so there's obviously a bit of synergy going on there and a bit of inspiration going on there.
I can just hear some TV executives saying, get me quirky. I mean, there is nothing original in TV. Why am I even asking that question?
You've got to understand that imitation is the sincerest form of television.
There's also a lot of talk, Eric, about the musical competition show The X Factor and two new judges, Demi Lovato and Britney Spears.
Exactly. The X Factor is one of those curious examples where the show actually performed halfway decently. It got strong ratings when it aired last fall, but because creator Simon Cowell had promised that it would get ratings that would rival American Idol, when it did about half that, everybody in the industry looked at it, you know, is there a problem here? So Fox, I think, felt the need to retool the show a little bit, and they brought in these younger pop divas to serve as judges, replacing Paula Abdul and Nicole Scherzinger.
So, Eric, what are you especially looking forward to seeing among these new shows that we've been talking about?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this CBS drama, Elementary. It takes the Sherlock Holmes character and brings him not only to the modern age, but to America. And I guess I'm particularly excited because the BBC did such a great job updating that character in London for its series, Sherlock. And the producer of that series was in talks to update it for CBS, but they kind of fell apart, so CBS did it on its own. I'm also very excited to see that there's a slight uptick in ethnic diversity in the leads of some of these new shows on network television. We've seen, for example, Andre Brower from Homicide: Life on the Street in a ABC drama about a rogue nuclear submarine called The Last Resort. And we've seen Anthony Anderson, another African-American actor people have seen in many movie comedies. He's one of the three leads on this NBC show, Guys with Kids. So a slight uptick in ethnic diversity, which is always a great thing to see.
Okay, Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.